The players are on the court, and the ball is in the air. We are underway with high school basketball, Pella and Norwalk. The first of two girls and boys doubleheader action tonight on 92.1 KRLS. Johnson, a terrific pass to Bryn Moritz, slashing down the lane. She catches it, and in one motion goes up for two, and Norwalk has an 11-5 lead. Jocelyn Bice into the front court. Underneath, left hand up and good. Bryn Moritz for two, and the Warriors' lead is back to seven at 23-16. 18 seconds left in the first half. Norwalk leads Pella by four. Nag gets the inbounds pass and a screen from Peterson. Working up at the top, bounce pass in. Vanderwall up and under and in. Yeah. Splits the double team and lays it in for two. Anna Vanderwall cuts the deficit to two just before halftime. Left-hand drive and good. Bice for two, taking it right down the left side of the lane, 28-22. Nag, left wing three, bullseye! Madison Nag, her third three-pointer of the game.
Yeah, she's not hesitating.
Nag to Peterson. We got Deers wide open for three, and the tie, bullseye!
Yeah, everybody shifted over and left her wide open.
That is back-to-back threes by Pella, and it's a 28-28 game. Right to left for the Lady Dutch. Nag in the lane. Backs in. Scoops it up. Left-handed in. And it's the largest lead of the night for Pella. 34-28.
Yeah, nice little left-handed hook shot by Nag.
Now Anna Vanderwall with the double team by Norwalk. She steps out of it. Crossover dribble. Nag. Top of the key three. Bullseye. Madison Nag is unconscious. 45-35 Pella. Norwalk's got to get something going and quickly because they twirl by 12 with 4:18 to go. And there's a start. Jocelyn Lammers from downtown for three. With 3 seconds on the clock, the Lady Dutch will dribble it out. And a huge second half for Pella pushes the Lady Dutch to a 58-46 victory over Norwalk. Elder and Brown, the opening tip, ball is in the air, and we are underway with boys high school basketball between Pella and Norwalk, live on 92.1 KRLS. Three ball, Miller, the driller for three.
Yeah, he is hot. You know, when you get that first couple shots under your belt, you feel pretty confident when you step up to take the three.
Seven in a row to start the game for Carl Miller, and it's 7-0 Pella. Pass is tipped. Warner looking for the steal. Now Nelson is there. Warner to Nelson. The layup is good. And it's 12 in a row for Pella to start the game. 5:25 to go second quarter. Neither team has scored in the frame. Larson trying to change that with a corner three. No. Rebound. Carlson up and in for two. And Norwalk has cut Pella's lead to four.
Yeah.
Post-entry pass, Grant Nelson comes from behind and steals it away. Pella into transition offense. Nelson hands it off to Rowe. Looking inside for Carl Miller. Spin move in front of the lane, and Miller lays it in. He's got 14.
Yeah, Nelson down here on defense read that play really well and picked it off.
23-16, Pella leads by seven, under 2 minutes to go before our Central Tire and Auto Radio halftime show. There's a screen and roll, and Joe Brown lays it in for two. Norwalk has cut Pella's lead to five. Grant with a screen from Carl Miller. Step back, thought about a three-pointer, instead hands it off to Warner. Right side for Parker Elder. Blows around Larson and flushes it home. Parker Elder stretches Pella's lead back to 14. Pella has the ball up by 10 with Grant Nelson at the free throw line. Spins, dumps, Hanson, layup for two, and Pella back up by a dozen.
Yeah, two-ender left Nelson alone underneath, and nice pass.
Three ball, Brown, top of the key, just off the mark, no good, rebounded by Nelson. Norwalk's had some opportunities to get this within seven. Now Hanson for three for Pella. Bullseye, and it's back to 13. Now Nelson to the free throw line, dumps it down to Warner, out to the driller for three. Carl Miller puts Pella up 19. With 5 seconds left, Grant Nelson dribbling it out, hands the ball to the official. The clock hits triple zeros, and it's a wire-to-wire victory for Pella. The Little Dutch 57, Norwalk 40.